This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on decisions of 55th GST Council meeting. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
The 55th GST Council meeting chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman was held at Jaisalmer, Rajasthan today. A host of issues were deliberated upon in the Apex Body for Indirect Taxes meeting. To discuss more on the meeting, we are privileged to have with us today Mr. Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst. Mr. Bhattacharji, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Mr. Bhattacharji, the 55th meeting of the GST Council was significant in many ways. Tell us more about the deliberations which happened today.
The interesting thing about understanding GST is that GST is the tax on goods and services, and that we shall come to later. But let's look at what happens in this GST Council meeting. So this council meeting is essentially a meeting of the finance ministers of each state government and of the central finance minister. They meet on an average about 4 times a year. You'll remember, Nishitji, some years ago, before the GST system came into being, the central finance minister would get up on the day of the budget and read out in his tax proposals a long list of taxes that she or he proposed to levy or withdraw on different goods and services. It used to go on, and people used to wonder what's the implication. The GST system is a major improvement on that. What does the GST system do? Well, the GST system takes those same goods and services, and instead of a decision by one finance minister, which is the central finance minister, it is much more democratic, that it brings all the states together along with the central finance minister on one common platform, who then decide together what will be the rates of taxes on each individual item. So all those items, if you remember, and like for any economy, from in the morning, from the time we get up to the time we sleep, everything that we consume can have a rate of tax or can have a nil rate of tax. But all the decision, which was earlier being done by one central government finance ministry, mm-hmm. is now today done by a collective of all the states together.
Right.
So that is a very major change. As a result of that, what happens? Whenever there are new goods or services which come up in the market, the GST Council, which is this group mm-hmm. of ministers, they meet and decide what will be the rate of taxes that will be applied on these goods and services.
You're right.
Sometimes they take decisions then and there. Sometimes they decide to send it to a group of ministers. Sometimes they decide to defer the decision for future. So it's not surprising that we have repeated meetings of the GST Council. But the very important thing is that the GST Council meeting has taken out a large amount of what I might say called randomness. Mm-hmm. It's not a random taxation system anymore. The taxes are now decided by as very democratic setup of people coming together, of the states coming together and deciding on the rates.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Bhattacharya, you just mentioned about bringing in all the finance ministers of all the states or so. So now the question arises, do all of them have to be on a common platform? I mean to say, has there to be some unanimity if even maybe a couple of or three, four finance ministers of different states or UTs kind of differ on that? What's the procedure for that? Is it like we go ahead with the reform or the new taxation or something like that? Or we hold back those things?
That's a very important point. Usually the GST constitution, the way it has been written in the act mm. under which the GST
the statute,
system works
yes.
on,
yes.
doesn't say that it has to be unanimous. But since the time GST decisions were made, mm. from the time in 2017 when GST was rolled out,
right.
it has been decided that decisions will be made unanimously. There was only once that the decision was not made unanimously, but all finance ministers, late Mr. Arun Jaitley, Mr. Piyush Goyal and Nirmala Sitharaman, they have always decided to have a unanimous decision. So decisions in the GST Council are always taken with the concurrence of all the ministers. This helps because this means that when they come out of the meeting, all the states are on board about what rates of tax to be imposed, and therefore the decision becomes easier to implement across the country.
So this brings me to a very important question, and this has been long pending now, and there has been a widespread demand even amongst the citizens of the country. We are talking of the insurance sector here. We are talking of the life insurance, the health insurance, and things like that. So we know that today, even at today's 55th GST Council meeting, this matter was kind of deferred for the next meeting, maybe. So what's actually impeding, or what's actually, you know, not helping the system in taking a quick decision on this? Because this is very important. Health sector is really kind of, in fact, many kind of analysts and many kind of many people have suggested that there should be kind of zero GST so far as the senior citizens are concerned in the health sector.
So let's first of all look at what are the GST rates. There's a GST nil rate. There's a GST 5% rate. Then there's a 12% rate. Then there's a 18% rate. And there's a 28%
rate. Yes.
What you are talking about is the premium that is charged on the payment of health insurance premium, which is 18%. With the concept, I mean, at some stage, some people mistakenly think that if the premium is made nil, which means it is better, doesn't necessarily mean better. Because if it is exempted, for instance, then exempted means somebody, for instance, if she or he wants to take credit for the premium that she has paid for the health insurance, mm-hmm. you cannot take under the GST. So being nil doesn't, so it should be clear, nil rate is different and being out of GST purview is different. If it is out of the GST purview, then it's not necessarily a benefit for the person who's paying the premium.
All right.
So there is that challenge that comes along. However, should the rate be 18% or should the rate be lower? Now, as you know, there's a group of ministers led by the Bihar Finance Minister Samrat Chaudhary, which has looked into it. And this is an issue which has been debated for quite some time. Again, it is not people outside who are debating. I mean, they are debating, but it is the state finance ministers who are debating. And as you can see, that it is not an easy decision. If it was an easy decision, then they would have taken it already. Now, what is the implication of that? So it means that that health insurance is the largest part of the insurance bucket of the general insurance companies. The amount of premium is large. It's the largest part of health of general insurance, as I said, which is why the receipt for the states from this tax is very high.
Okay.
As a result, to cut it down to a lower rate is not an easy decision to make. Why is it not an easy decision to make? Because if they do this decision, they have to forego that revenue. Understanding is that they would want the center to sort of compensate them more, which is not possible. So therefore, this decision on how it should be cut down has taken time. Today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that there are still some further issues which need clarifications from the insurance regulator, for which they have made submission.
Mm-hmm.
So the insurance regulator will give a decision. And hopefully in the next meeting,
we are talking of IRDAI here.
There could be a decision. But again, as I say, these are difficult decisions and it involves foregoing revenue. So therefore, these are not very easy things for the states to accept that I'll cut my revenue and give the benefit to the people. Because if I give the benefit, then what do I get back as revenue to compensate for that cutback?
So what are the other kind of goods and services in which the rates have been kind of increased or decreased, which were deliberated today?
And also in that context, let me also talk about what are the very major goods and services on which GST is not levied.
Okay.
So there are three major items. One is the petroleum products, one is electricity, and the other is liquor. Now, these three, all three are very important part of the revenue of the states, of any state.
Right.
And states have not been willing to bring GST on these taxes because these provide a very significant source of revenue to them. Now, that's an important part. So that's something to be considered, that why are these major sources of revenue being left out. Now, as you talked about, which are the other items that the council today
deliberated
on?
Yes.
One was the sale of electric vehicles,
right.
Second-hand electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if a person buys a new electric vehicle, the rate is 5%.
True.
That continues unchanged. At point was, what happens when the sales happen? Frankly, I wouldn't think that there's such a big market for such sales as of now. But even assuming that such sales happen, what happens? Well, the GST Council has made it clear that if the sale is between two persons, like between you and me, there's no tax.
No GST, okay.
Right? However, if I sell the vehicle, the electric vehicle, mm-hmm. the used electric vehicle, to a dealer,
okay.
and the dealer then sells it to you, then the rate will be 18%.
This is both ways.
So why will it be 18%? The 18% is because it's the same rate which is charged for motor vehicle, for petrol vehicles, diesel vehicles and all the other vehicles. So it's the same rate at which it will be done. You can cavil about it, but if people are going to make profit by selling off an electric vehicle, then I suppose there's going to be a certain amount of tax and that tax comes along. But if it's a distress sale, if it's a sale just between a person just selling off his vehicle to somebody else, then there's no tax. So you can have views.
Let's listen into Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman briefing the media on today's GST Council's meeting.
Used EV, an individual selling to another individual, no GST. But if a company has bought EV, or if there is a regular registered used car seller who buys EV, does some propping up in it, adds value to it and then sells it. It was felt by states and it was felt by auto and many others also that the EV market is not so saturated as yet that used cars will come. And category mein, therefore used cars category mein, EV bhi hai, petrol vehicle bhi hai, diesel vehicle bhi hai. But when the discussions happened, it is on that margin, the value, the margin value between purchased price and resale price, this 18% is being put, as would be for any used car. So it is on the margin, not on the entire amount at which the car is being sold.
I suppose there were other kind of very important decisions taken, like the gene therapy process, which is so kind of very important. It's a life-saving kind of process. It's been exempted. The other one, of course, is the black pepper raisins by agriculturists. These are exempted. But another very important point, which was not kind of discussed or there was no consensus, was the ATF, aviation turbine fuel. So this is another area wherein the parties, the states and the center have not been on the common page.
Right. So Nishit, again, the same point that I made about the petroleum products. One of those products is the ATF. And ATF is a major source of revenue of the states. Why is it so? Because the airline map across India is expanding.
True.
Almost every month, you're getting a new airport in different states. As those airports come in, planes land there. The planes do refueling. So the market for aviation turbine fuel is expanding rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
The number of Indians expanding into the taking flights now is very massive. Because of this reason, ATF is a very important source of revenue for the states. And again, as I say, the same thing. Bigger revenue. I don't want my GST rates to be disturbed. Or best, don't even bring it into the GST. So the same thing out there on the ATF thing. The ATF rates could have been, if ticket rates have to be modified, if ticket rates have to become easier, a very good way of tackling it is ATF. ATF in India is on an average about 40% of the price of a airline ticket.
Airline ticket, yes.
So it could have been a very useful thing. And it's not that only rich people fly. You go to any airport, you realize that people of all classes now take a flight. So could have been a very useful thing. But again, the same issue that I want my revenue to be ring-fenced.
You know? Right. I would repeat the same question yet again, that do you see in the near future, I will talk yet again about the insurance sector, the health and, of course, the life insurance. Do you see anytime soon this happening, the GST thing going away or kind of getting reduced?
Getting reduced, I would think it will happen because one of the principal things is that it definitely makes the price of our insurance product cheaper. Premium rates would be more. I suspect the problem that is happening is that if you give it for health insurance, what sort of a health insurance product is it? What kind of qualifies as a health insurance product? Does an accident insurance also qualify as a health insurance product?
Right.
So there are those issues that will need to be sorted out.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Bhattacharya, for having joined in and shed so much of light on today's GST Council's meeting. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on decisions of 55th GST Council meeting. The participants were Shubhamoy Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.